Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Hello.
And Christopher.
Hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a dilemma and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send us your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is, have spiders crawl all over your face or all over your naked body?
Oh my god. How you doing, Josh? How's it going?
Great.
Do you need to breathe into a paper bag?
Just call me Spider Face.
Worst superhero power ever.
Spider Face. Spider Face.
Just runs around with spiders on his face. Okay, so, I mean, first big question. If I let spiders roll over all of my naked body, aren't they just going to get on my face anyway?
No, they're not going to touch your face. Say they're not going to touch your head at all. And let's mix this up. All over your head and hair, or all over your naked body.
Okay, so it's either like neck up or neck down, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
Are they going to crawl into any orify?
I guess it depends on if those orify are open.
But I meant for the neck down.
Yeah, it depends.
Am I going to have spiders in my urethra? Is that what you're saying?
I suppose that if, because let's say this is a mix of spiders.
Well, yeah,
you've got from your little
potpourri.
Tiny baby creepy spiders to like, your big wolf spiders. Nothing is poisonous.
What about venomous?
Or venomous. Let's say, nothing. Let's say these are your garden variety when it comes to when you get bitten. I mean, you would have a reaction to it, but you're not going to die.
Wait, so they will bite like you? They'll bite me?
I don't know. I guess it depends on how you react.
I don't think it's possible to react in a way where you wouldn't just get continuously bitten.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess there's your answer.
Wait, so it's either bites, spider bites all over my face,
and
or
head.
Spider bites all over my body.
Yeah.
How long does this happen for?
We're going to say, I'm going to make this reasonable. It's not going to be like for all eternity or whatever. Which
oh my god,
my
that's even on the table?
That's like, would you like to go to hell or go to the hell next door to hell? Let's say it's going to be 30 minutes.
And then that's a long ass time.
It's a long time. I was thinking 15, but I felt like that was too short. Like, you're going to feel like you're going to have a sense of relief pretty quickly, but we're going to go a solid 30 minutes.
I was thinking like 30 seconds.
What are these spiders per square inch here?
What are we talking about?
Like, are there spiders on spiders? Like, spiders riding spiders' backs?
No, it's not like a swarm of spiders.
That's not very descriptive.
Yeah.
Wait, is it one swarm or two?
Yeah. They're flying spiders. You know what those are, right?
Oh, so it's like a gaggle.
They're from Fiji.
A pack of spiders?
Yeah, exactly. A gaggle. Just like Joshua said. Let's say we've got... let me think about how big a square inch is. Let's say we're looking at 5 spiders per square inch.
Holy shit.
What the fuck?
So, like, this is like clothing, basically.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're varying sizes. So you've got a mix of little and big ones. So you're going to be able to see some of the surface of your body and or your face through this. But, there's a lot. I love the look on Chris's face right now.
Yeah, this is,
only
this is
we
like,
did video
like Egyptian
and the audience
high
could
thread
see
count
this.
Spider clothes.
Yeah, it's luxury spider sheet on your face or all over your body.
I don't.
Okay, so let's think about this.
Yeah,
all right, Chris, let's think this through.
Joshua, here's the problem. There is no practical way to logic this through.
Just a sec. We're trying this. Spiders biting your eyeballs or spiders potentially crawling in your urethra and anus? and biting.
I don't know how to answer that.
Ears and nose, or
wait, what? Okay, so what?
Oh, and if they're going after your eyeballs, that means they can also get in your ears, and hopefully you don't open your mouth.
Well, I'm gonna open my mouth because at some point there will be screaming, and that's just gonna be worse.
And then they'll just flood in.
Oh no!
Spiders are like water. They will just go to any open space.
Well, I mean, I guess the more that go into your mouth, the more you can eat, and that's the less that are on your head.
Oh yeah, so we can eat these?
Does that affect the outcome?
Oh, wait.
What?
Well, then no.
Well, no, wait. So wait. Similar question. Can we, like, log roll in the yard for 15 minutes?
No! No, you're just laying there. And you're suspended in a way that they're covering you front and back.
So front and back? So I'm not, like, laying down and they're being dumped over me?
Let's say you're standing. How's that? With your legs open.
Oh, I was.
Aren't they just
going to
fall on the
ground? We're in, like, a harness and we're in, like a spit. Like, we're slowly turning.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fire underneath you is what's making the spiders so agitated.
No, the fire is just spiders. No, it's just I have no practical way of evaluating. Like there's no real discernible difference, at least in my mind, between the horrible of spider bites on my eyeballs and in my ears, and spider bites on the inside of my urethra and anus. Like, that's... or, like, they're going to bite my balls. Like, that's not going to be fun. Just going to bite my balls.
Yeah.
Just going to nibble on them.
Just bite my balls.
I
really don't have any. Danielle, are you guys leaning in one direction or the other?
Yep.
I know which way I'm leaning. What are you leaning, Joshua?
Body.
Oh, see, I'm leaning head.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Because it's less spiders. Tell me why you're leaning body, Joshua.
Yeah.
Because people have been found with bugs inside of their head cavity via their ears. And the damage it can be done to your eyes and inside your ears is lifelong, whereas the damage done to just your skin in your body will eventually heal. Like, you could lose senses if you go head. Permanently.
Plus, this, and I'm pointing at my face, moneymaker. I don't want to damage
this,
that.
And now you're pointing at your dick? Not moneymaker.
Not moneymaker.
Money loser. Makes, right there. That's makes Christmas.
Zero monies. This makes zero monies down here. All the money's up here. Okay. Danielle, why are you thinking head?
Well, I was thinking head because I feel like probably while I've slept before, there's been like bugs crawling all over my face and I haven't noticed. But just seeing my naked body completely covered with spiders, I think it would be impossible for me to not freak out.
Wait. With that being said, freak out if they're on your
wait,
face.
With that being said, I'm putting a lot of faith in myself to not freak out with spiders all over my face. But I just think about like one spider like crawling like on my back, like somewhere I can't reach. I mean, I'd shave my head first.
Wait, you can shave your head?
Yeah, I'd say you can buzz your hair down.
Okay, so you know this is coming then. It's not just like, boom, they appear.
Yeah, because otherwise that puts me at a disadvantage. Joshua's got his head shaved. I should be able to have my head shaved. And my head's like a third of the way shaved as it is anyway, so I might as well just buzz down the rest.
Oh yeah, I noticed that. I mean, like the undercut. It looks good.
Thanks.
Chris is at the biggest disadvantage in that case. He has a beard.
Oh, that's going away. I'm shaving that shit right now. Except I think I'm with Joshua on this one. I think I'm going body because here's the thing. I breathe through the things in my head. And I can't switch that to a different organ. Like I have to breathe through my face. And
so
I'm pretty
what?
Sure I'm gonna have a hard time if it's like if I'm, you know, 3 inches deep spiders all over my face.
So what if the spiders weren't going to bite you?
At all?
At all.
They're just going to walk around?
They're just crawling all over you. Would that make a difference?
Body.
Body.
Even easier.
Okay.
Because they can still walk on your eyeballs and in your ears.
And, like, crawl in my ears and, like... Yeah, and really, I mean, I don't think a spider wants... I don't think any organism wants to get in my urethra. probably.
I mean, there's a list on Craigslist of people that want to get inside your urethra.
That's true. That's true. And I had to change that sentence halfway through because I was going to say anus. Then I was like, oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe. but... I don't think there's a spider out there that's like, you know what? You know, it'd be a lot of fun right now. Let's go spelunking in Chris. Like, that's not... Nobody wants to do that.
Let's do some exploratory surgery. Yeah.
Just talking to the spiders. Y'all heard of this new club called Chris's Pee Hole?
Let's all go.
I guess for me, I'm thinking about the fact that women have slightly different openings than men do.
Wait, and what? I mean,
only slightly.
I know. Can you imagine? I know you've never seen a naked girl, Chris, but they have vaginas. And I'm just imagining, like, the idea of spiders going into a vagina, and that's really fucking horrifying.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah. That's worse. Oh. That's worse than it is for boys. So...
Can we... Okay. To make it a little more equal, can we just say we can wear, like, bikinis briefs or something? Like...
Well, that makes it too easy. Like, then it's body all the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because then everything's covered.
Well, not... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying you go body, you just clench real tight to try to stop that anal penetration.
Spider penetration in your anal and then next you just week on whatever.
Pray for your pee hole.
Hashtag pray for my pee hole. Never mind all those places that got bombed.
Wow. Yeah, we're a year old now. We make jokes about terrorism.
I know. That was ice cold.
That was ice cold.
Everybody's changing their Twitter avatars to just Chris's pee hole in remembrance.
Yeah. In remembrance. Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, there's just this urethra over a picture of, like, you and your kids. All right, fair enough. Well, I guess that was relatively easy. I guess I underestimated the fear that people have of spiders crawling into their ears.
That's just because the fear is, it's at 11 on either of them.
Right. Yeah, so... yeah, it really is. And so at some point it becomes just practically, like, I'm going to freak out no matter what. It's going to be a horrible, horrible thing no matter what. So what? What's the best way to minimize everything?
Panic.
Yeah, panic, right. Damage, everything.
So what happens when this is over? Where do they go? Do they just disappear?
They just poof, disappear. Yeah.
Just magic. Oh.
Bloop.
Just magic, yeah.
So if they are in your arrive, head, they're just
you
gone
just
now.
Huh?
If they do get into your head, they're just gone now?
Yeah. Are you rethinking?
No, I'm not rethinking. I'm still doing body.
Oh, definitely not. No, I'm just glad that, like, I'm not going to wake up with spiders crawling out of my urethra a couple of days later.
Well, I mean, that could happen any day. I know the neighborhood you live in, so.
Yeah, it's pretty grim over
it's
here.
Spider infestations everywhere.
Just, right. Just a hungover spider, like, what? The party did it 3 days ago?
Yeah.
Where's
my
drink?
Going body.
All right. Body it is. We are all getting spiders all over our naked
sensuous
voluptuousness or whatever.
Voluptuous.
Right. Voluptuous lumpiness. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed spiders all over your head or spiders all over your body. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com. Tweet us at trtpodcast. Pop on by our Facebook page and say hi at trtpodcast, or I'm sorry, facebook.com/trtpodcast. Have a great idea for a topic, send us an email. Don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. Be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.